This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. An official in Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's administration is in federal court this afternoon, being arraigned on charges of union-related extortion. Kenneth Brissett, the city's director of tourism, sports, and entertainment, was arrested this morning. He's accused of withholding city permits to a business unless it hired union workers. The indictment says that Brissett tried to pressure the organizers of a music festival to hire union stagehands. The Boston Globe says that music festival is Boston Calling. The Globe also says federal investigators have been looking into Mayor Walsh's work as a labor leader before he took office. Earlier today, Mayor Walsh said he was disturbed by Brissett's arrest.
I found out through a tweet from the United States Attorney's Office. We're going to work cooperatively with the United States Attorney's Office to make sure to get to the bottom of this investigation. I don't condone any of this type of behavior or anything like this alleged in my administration. I tell everyone to be honest and upfront and very open.
Brissett was placed on administrative leave today. In a separate statement, Brissett called the indictment factually and legally flawed, and he said, quote, "I intend to fight these false charges with everything at my disposal." For more on what today's indictment means for the Walsh administration and for the city, we're joined by former Massachusetts federal judge, senior lecturer on law at Harvard Law School, and WBUR legal analyst Nancy Gertner. Welcome.
Nice to be here again.
On the line with us is former Boston City Councilor Michael McCormick. Welcome, Mr. McCormick.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you as well during our show today. What's your reaction to the news that a Walsh administration official has been arrested on union extortion charges? And is there not a clear enough line between what is union advocacy and what is coercion? And we'd also like to ask you, does this change your perception of the Walsh administration? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Nancy Gertner, first off, what's your reaction to Kenneth Brissett's arrest today?
Well, I think that it's very troubling. The accusations are certainly troubling. It's one thing for a union official or a union member to say, company, if you don't hire union workers, we're going to strike. If you don't hire union workers, there's going to be an informational picket. Public officials are supposed to act in the interest of the public, no matter what their affiliations were before they entered into that job. So while there's a continuum about what a union can do, a union member can do, public officials obviously can't do public acts at the behest of a private party. So it's a troubling accusation. I do want to say one thing, though, it's really essential that the media and the press don't do what I've seen in the paper now, which is that just because it is Brissett allegedly interceding on behalf of a union, that we assume that because Mayor Walsh had union ties, that somehow this casts aspersions at him. You don't know it. The relationship between what Brissett did and what anyone else did is unclear at this point.
Mm-hmm. We should say that when charges came out against Brissett regarding the Teamsters Union and the Top Chef television show, which is also mentioned in this indictment today, there were allegations that because the show hired non-union workers, Brissett had warned restaurants that the union was going to picket. And there are five Teamsters officials who are facing charges because of that.
But that's a different accusation. Warning you that I'm going to predict that people might picket you is one thing. Pulling the permit is a different kind of accusation.
I understand. But we should say, though, that these allegations are still union allegations here against City Hall, against Brissett, and they were publicly known and reviewed already by the city. The review was done by Nixon Peabody attorney Brian Kelly. Mm-hmm. That review concluded in December of last year. It said no wrongdoing on the part of Brissett. And WBUR spoke with Mr. Kelly today, who did this review for the city, and he acknowledged, he says that his review of these charges was limited. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Generally, if people refuse to speak with us, and many did, there's no way for us to force or compel them to give their side of the story. With respect to the Bravo company involved in the Top Chef matter, they all declined to speak with us. So the government can compel their testimony. We obviously can't.
And that is Brian Kelly saying that he had limited review of these charges against Mr. Brissett before, and he went on to say a little bit more. Let's listen.
What's charged today has to do with the summer event called Boston Calling. The producer or founder of Boston Calling, Mr. Appel, declined to speak with us, with Mr. Brissett pleading not guilty and Mr. Appel not willing to speak with us. It's going to be up to a federal jury to decide who did what.
Okay, so that is Brian Kelly, who looked into some similar allegations against Mr. Brissett for the city. What's your reaction to that, Nancy Gerger?
Well, again, I think the thing about these kinds of charges is that it's not only a question of who did it, but it's also a question of whether it was a crime. And so the first thing that we heard was the notion that you tell someone this is a union city and you may have trouble if you don't have union people. That, as I've written, is a prediction. That's not necessarily extortion. You might even say to somebody, I have heard that the union is going to picket. That, likewise, is not anything wrong with that. Saying, if you don't hire union people, you won't get a permit here, is a different kind of accusation. In other words, with respect to the first two, that's to some degree prediction, not necessarily extortion. But saying you won't get the benefits of city contract or a city permit, or I will delay it, or I'll obstruct, that's a different kind of accusation.
Okay, I want to bring Michael McCormick into this conversation. Mr. McCormick, what is your reaction to this indictment?
Well, I mean, the charges against Mr. Brissett are very serious. I'm looking back to a different time and place, and that's when Bill Weld was the U.S. attorney. Mm-hmm. And there was a wide-ranging investigation of the then-mayor, Kevin White. And this would have been 81, 82, 83. And it had the investigation, which produced, my memory, very, very few indictments of any significance, had a toxic and very debilitating effect on city government, and that people who, for example, let's use the real time right now, there are at least so I've read, grand jury subpoenas have been served on members of the Walsh administration. Now this Brissett indictment, people, just engage in guesswork, schadenfreude, and it really has a chilling effect on government. People start to wonder who's the next person over in line, who got in the grand jury indictment, have people been appearing before grand juries, and it's human nature, unfortunately. And it paralyzed the White administration in 81, 82, and I just hope that doesn't happen here. I think Mayor Walsh it's no secret that the unions were very active in his election, and I expect they'll be very active in his reelection. The fact that you enjoy union support doesn't, for Mayor Walsh is a good thing. I just hope that people give him the benefit of the doubt and say, because one, Mr. Brissett's out withholding permits, that doesn't necessarily bring in Mayor Walsh as part of the part of the crime,
which is
for sure.
Right, which is what I think Nancy Gerger is trying to say here. And so, Nancy, is this a difficult case to prove, then, in terms of what is union advocacy and what is coercion, right?
Well, again, just judging by the indictment, the indictment says that there was an email, said that there'd be no filming until Brissett spoke to the company, said that they would hold the permits, not release them until the issue was resolved. That's only an accusation at this point, but that's if that were true, be true. That certainly is over the line, which is to say, you can't take government benefits, specific government acts, and have them determined by the union or any other interest group in this way. I mean, that would be troubling. My point was, there are people in the administration Whether or not Brissette has any connection to anyone else is a different issue completely. And it would be troubling if just because Walsh has union ties that the assumption is that somehow Brissette was doing his bidding. I might add, I represented Ted Anzalone, if you remember, along with Harvey Silverglade. And so I remember what that investigation, in a situation like that, that investigation produced.
This is in the White
In the White administration, right. Mm-hmm. And you know, there was an open question whether there was any there. But the government, by the investigation and more troublingly by leaks of the investigation, paralyzed the administration. If there's there, if something is there, it's a different matter. It still doesn't justify the leaks, but it's a different matter. And then the question is whether you'd indict a complete administration because of what one person did. And that's something that we have to be careful about.
And there are also leaks in this case, obviously, because the Boston Globe has been writing about this and writing about the grand jury and who's being subpoenaed before the grand jury and what they're saying and whether there was some sort of a conversation with Mayor Walsh when he was working for the Boston Building Trades Council and he was working for the union. So are there similarities? Do you see similarities in what's happening now with Walsh and what happened in that investigation of the White administration?
The leak, certainly. The leaks are very troubling because what happens is, you know, when you go back to the continuum, as I said, somebody predicting that you're going to have trouble with the union on the one hand versus pulling a permit on the other, people's testimony can go on one side of that continuum or the other if they feel the pressure of the leaks. All of a sudden, some will say, well, he may have said X or Y. So leaking this information is very troubling and has to be looked at very carefully. But that's a separate question about whether there's an underlying wrongdoing if they can prove it. I want to be clear that that really is a separate question. You have people who may be union representatives throughout the government, but that doesn't mean that you can call them up and say, this is going to help local XYZ, you know, pull the permit or rule in this way. They may be representing the union. They may have come from the union, but what they have a public trust once they get into the public sphere. Whether that happened, that's for a trial to determine.
And well, I'd just like to
go ahead.
Address
go ahead.
What Judge Gertner raised back in 81, 82 when she was representing Ted Anzalone. I mean, there were a lot, far too many leaks and reputations that were ruined. And without any charges, it just became sport to listen to who, you know, who was being investigated on that particular day. And I just hope that that doesn't repeat itself. You know, Mayor Walsh is viewed as a popular mayor with a good, rock solid reputation, and the fact that you advocate for the unions when you were the business agent is not a crime. If you look, for example, at the Zoning Board of Appeal and the BRA board, there are slots for the union representatives on those boards, not necessarily a carpenter or an electrician, but you know that position will be filled by a union representative. And Boston's a union town, and it's always operated as a union town or a union city, but this is the first time that, in my memory at least, that it's been elevated to, and clearly what Brissette's accused of doing, withholding a permit unless you hire union workers. I agree with Judge Gertner. That's a very egregious act. But you go into the Zoning Board of Appeal or the BRA board, and questions are invariably asked, is this a union project? I don't know of any projects that have been stalled or held up, but it's a union city, and that's always been the case. And I expect it will always be the case.
Okay. I want to remind listeners that we are inviting you to join this conversation. What's your reaction to today's news that an official in Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's administration has been arrested on union extortion charges? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Blaine is calling from Concord. Blaine, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Well, I'd like to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, as an advocate of right to work and a citizen that expects more from our government. You know, this is just yet another example of folks that let power corrupt how they behave. Another example would be the de Blasio administration down in New York, which is basically engaging in a similar kind of pay-to-play. And so while, you know, I respect your guests' opinions about not to jump to conclusions and tarnish all union members, I mean, let's be honest, not all union members are choir boys.
Right, right. And so you think that this is definitely some sort of indication about what's happening with organized labor?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I mean, if you can look at the numbers in terms of, you know, union, quote-unquote, union cities and union membership, you know, it's declining. So, you know, I think this is just a good example of why that is. You know, people want the right to work on their own terms, and while unions, on the one hand, can collectively bargain and provide some benefits, as a worker, you shouldn't have a gun held to your head and be forced to join a union.
Well, I think, Blaine, thank you for calling. Michael McCormick, you said Boston is a union town, but what I'd like to ask Nancy Gertner is remind us what happened when you said that you represented one of the folks who was implicated in the White administration. What happened with that case?
There was a widespread investigation, first into inspectional services, and then Ted Anzalone, who was Mayor Kevin White's deputy. There were two charges. One was a complicated money laundering charge, and the other was a charge in connection with Kevin White's wife had a birthday party, and it was a very complicated scheme. People were asked to contribute to the scheme, essentially. The notion was that Anzalone was somehow shaking down, White through Anzalone was shaking down people for contributions. He was acquitted of one charge before a jury, and the other charge was reversed by the Court of Appeals. So he was the highest official to have been indicted, and that indictment produced nothing. But the leaks certainly dramatically undermined the White administration and was widely credited with keeping White, actually, from seeking any other office. So you have to separate out. Was there a meaningful, real accusation, a real crime that was being accused on the one hand, which in this case turned out not to be, and then on the other is the how they do it, not just what they do, but how and what the leaks did to a political candidate.
So if you don't think that there was a lot of there, and based on what happened to the person you represented, what was going on here in terms of why prosecute this?
The U.S. Attorney's Office clearly has an obligation to prosecute public corruption. It is also the case that public corruption prosecutions yield more attention than any other and give more status to the office than the ordinary, you know, crack addict on the street. So there's a certain amount of pressure. It makes it, on the one hand, it's within their charge. There's no question about it. On the other hand, the higher level the person they charge, the more credit the office gets. Let me just say something with respect to the caller, though. We have interest group politics in the United States, and some could have concerns about that. Unions are represented in government, so is the Chamber of Commerce, so are business interests. We regard all sides of the economy as important players in government. There shouldn't be a one-to-one correlation between what, you know, the former executive of Exxon does in government any more than the former union executive. But we understand that all sides of the market have to be represented. And that's why there's a union representative in the BRA. There's one on the Zoning Board of Appeals. How they deal with that charge is another question entirely, but that's what American politics is.
I'm wondering, Michael McCormick, what lesson do you think you learned from the Kevin White years that you would try to impart to the Walsh administration?
Just do your job. Because it's you know, rumor, and because it appears that someone received a grand jury investigation, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I find it inconceivable that Marty Walsh, Mayor Walsh, knew that Ken Brissette was out withholding a permit for Boston Call to perform on City Hall Plaza. I don't find it. I just find it inconceivable. Just do your job. I know the building. I go to City Hall fair amount. People over there are nervous. They're edgy. And this is not going to make that edginess any abated a little bit. Just let the process take place. Hopefully there will be no further stories. Of course, there are grand jury subpoenas that are they should. I think the Globe is going to prevail, and that'll be yet another story. But you know, allegations do not make crimes. Mm-hmm. Allegations the government needs to prove them, and but they do have a way of chilling government and people, making people very, very nervous. So my advice is just do your job and don't worry about the person sitting next to you.
I want to make sure we can
have
just
to prove their case.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure we have a little bit of time here to get to some callers. Jake is calling from Waltham. Jake, you're on the air.
Hey, Jake here. IBEW, Local 222. I've been a proud union member my entire life, as my father and his father before. And I'll tell you, I don't care what we have to do or who we have to use in government, we deserve union jobs.
Okay. Well, Jake, I'm just wondering, though, what these are allegations that folks in government were strong-arming people.
I want there to be more of them like him.
Government can't strong-arm people to make them hire union workers. There has to be fairness.
Yeah, well, we pay our dues, and I'm telling you, the government needs to do what we tell, because we elect them. It's union people that put Marty in there. He's subject to us.
All right. Jake, thanks for the call. I'd also like to go to Chaim, who's calling from Somerville. Chaim, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. So mostly I've heard reference to this guy allegedly withholding a permit. Mm. But Judge Gertner also, in describing the allegation, referred to withholding a city contract. And while I was on hold, I heard reference to that this was for performance that was going to be on City Hall property. So that suggests that it's not a purely private business, but there'd be some contractual relationship with the city. So in my view, if that's the case, the crime should be for the city to contract with a company that is not going to hire union labor.
All right, I'm going to ask Judge Gertner to respond to that.
The allegation is that he, Brissett, said that he would withhold, that there would only be success in the permitting process if they had a union contract, that in one case that he withheld or at least delayed the permit because someone was not a union representative. And then in the one that actually is figures prominently in this, it's the demand that a union foreman be hired. And then as a result of that, the company entered into a contract with Local 11 for 8 additional laborers and 1 foreman. And after that, the city issued the permits. So it's a permit to have a festival in Boston. I don't know whether it doesn't matter whether it's on city property or not. It's simply a permit to have a festival in Boston. And if the permit was controlled by the union issues, then that's the nub of the allegation.
All right. We are out of time. I'm sure we will be talking about this again. Nancy Gertner, former Massachusetts federal judge, senior lecturer on law at Harvard Law School, and WBUR legal analyst. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
And Michael McCormick was with us as well. He's a former Boston city councilor and attorney for the McCormick Firm, LLC. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the lost languages of Massachusetts. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.